Every light is the same. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Every light is the same. There is only one light in the universe. There is only one light in the allness. There is only one light wherever we may see it. Now, we see variations of light, and we call this variations of light. We call this variable lights. We call this different lights. We call the light from the mountaintop. We call the light of the sun. We call the light of the stars. We call the light of the moon. We call the light of the sparkle in our eyes. We call the light of a room that is aglow with the vibrations of people in it. We call light variable for many reasons. And the reason that we call light variable is that we interpret light to be a variable object. We do not interpret light to be a one light. If we could interpret light to be a one light, we would have such a simple approach to the awareness of all light, the awareness of all that exists, because all is light. Without light, nothing exists. With light, variable exists, but with all light, all exists. And when we come to this concept, we come to this awareness and we realize that this is what is going on, we come to a totally different point of view in all of life. We come to a totally different point of view in observing what all is going on in this world. Light is the same everywhere. Now, many of us have never given too much thought to that concept because it's so lacking in importance. Because what we see, we call light, and light just is. We do not think of light in lumens, which is how it is thought. We think of light just as existence. And when we close our eyes, we still can see. We see from our mind's point of view of all the things that we have observed, and we even see a glow when we have our eyes closed. We wonder, how does a blind man see? Well, there are variable stages of blindness. Some people can see images, some people can see just sort of phantasms before their eyes, when they open their eyes, but they cannot see any visions. Well, what does this mean? Does this mean that for a blind man, light is no longer available? No, hardly. Light is available in the brain. Light is available in the inner reaches of our being, as well as in the outer reaches of our vision. Wherever we look, and look is a word that has many meanings to it also, but wherever we look, we see light. We see something which has a reflection in us. Now, science tells us that we actually don't see anything. We actually see a reflection of what thoughts are in our mind. If we look at a tree, we look at what we think a tree is. And we look at variable trees, and we think what variable trees are. And you say, well, my goodness, that would take such a tremendous amount of intelligence, a tremendous amount of awareness to create, for the first time, every time we look at anything, whatever we're looking at. That is fantastic. That is outrageous to think about that in our finite minds. And yes, to a degree, that is true. But it is also true that whatever we look at, we see for the first time. We see from the first time whatever angle we may be looking. We may be looking at a car from one angle, and we may see it from many different angles. We may look at a car from sitting right still and staying in one place, and yet We look at the car, and we look up, we look down, we look to the side, we look to the other side. We look in the car, we look around the car. We see the car from many variable points of view. And it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, have you ever thought about every light is the same? That when we look all with the same light? We look all with the same awareness? Well, it's true. We look all with the same awareness. No matter what we think about, no matter what we want to say, we are looking all with the same awareness. There is one light, and that light is the radiant light that is from within us, that's around us, that's everywhere. It's a universal light. It's a universal awareness, a universal consciousness, a universal light. I guess that's all we could call it. Now, if you are willing, and this makes a giant leap for all of us if we're willing, if I am willing to realize that there is one light, and that that light is everywhere, and that light is within me, around me, about me, and that light is the light with which I see, and it's the same light with which anything sees, or it is a light that is. With this light, all is known. With this light, all is shown. With this light, all is. Now, why is that so important? Well, it's not important. It is what is. And the more we understand of what is, the more we are one as the all of the universal awareness and knowledge. The more we understand all that is, the more we understand the divine realities of all of life. Now, are you interested in understanding the divine realities of all of life? Are you interested in knowing what life is all about? And the answer, for the most part, is no. We are quite content living in our little circle, living in our little awareness, in our little universe, and hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We created ourselves to be here in this little dynamic universe that we're in, and for us, it's all that's important. Now, is it important for you what's going on in the city some distance away? If you live in Chicago, is it important for you to know what's going on in New York or in Zurich? Is it important for you to know what's going on in Hong Kong, Shanghai? Oh, now that is just one point. Now look, if you're living in any place, is it important for you to know what's going on anywhere else? Is it important for you, for me, to know what's going on the moon? Well, we think it is. Is it important to know what's going on Mars? And that's just our planetary system. Now let's go out into our galaxies, into the galaxy of Andromeda, which is a neighboring galaxy to our Milky Way. Now, my goodness, we have expanded our vision, we have expanded our light to not only this galaxy, to other galaxies, and to galaxies that we have not even visualized or imagined, and yet we have, because we know it all. Now, there's just one light that illumines all, that is all, that the light of the world. It is a light that is inner, and it's a light that's outer. It's a light that's all over him. Why is it important to think about light? Well, it's not, but it's fun. Why is it fun to think about light when it's so confusing, beyond our limited concepts of awareness? Well, just because. Now, if we were to spend all of our time thinking off in the realm of the infinitude of light, we would not be thinking on the relative world that we are on. And we might be put into the loony bin because we are not being realistic. We are not paying attention to the world as it exists around us. Well, where is your world? A musician, their world is concentrating greatly on music. and everything they do, everything they think is sort of musical. A scientist thinks in knowledge and always interested in more and more knowledge, interested in more and more understanding of what knowledge is. And many times we are interested in things that are going on around us, and as we are interested in things that are going on around us, we are not interested in other things. And when we go to a ball game, we are so interested in the ball game that we're not interested in anything else. We're sitting in the stands, perhaps with thousands of people, and we're all rooting for our own team, and very interested in watching how the game progresses and how the sportsmen handle the game. And where vision is there, we're not thinking about our home, we're not thinking about our family, we're not thinking about our job, we're not thinking about anything else, we're just thinking about that. So you see, the vision, the concentration, the application of our life to individual little bits of it is always so fascinating. Now, we are told that everything outside of us is a vision from what's inside of us. Now, who tells us that? Well, scientists tell us that. And metaphysicians tell us that. And philosophers tell us that. And we know that. Because nothing exists outside of ourselves that we have not interpreted within ourselves. Nothing exists outside of ourselves that we have not given names to in our own consciousness. And that is how the one light, the universal light, responds to the world. The universal light is, and out of the universal light we manufacture in our thinking, in our mentality, in our individual minds, what it is that we want to be, where it is we want to be. And then we say to ourselves, okay, everything, every light is the same, everything is the same, then why do I even think about it? Why do I let this boggle my mind? Why do I let this boggle my thought? Well, just because it's there. Why did you climb the mountain? Because it's there. Why did you swim the river? Because it's there. Why did you talk to that person? Because they were there. Why did you express unconditional love? Because that's your nature. Well, it seems like our nature is to be light. And the more we know about light, the more we understand light and its universal aspects, the more fascinating our life becomes. Because the more we know about who we are, that we are divine, that we are created for a divine purpose by ourselves, and we are now living that divine purpose. Something to think about, isn't it? Well, I'm sure you've had thoughts go through your mind as I explained the thoughts in my mind on why I can say every light is the same. Think about these things. They're rather interesting. Have a good day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.